Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we may be thinking Christmas and all the holiday merriment that goes along with it into New Year's, but there's a few other things on local farmers' minds this time of year, especially. We had great turnout at our Farm Bill informational meeting a couple weeks ago. If you haven't had a chance to attend one of those, do check the Iowa State University Extension calendar. They are going on across southwest Iowa through the end of December. If you had a chance to attend one, you may want to attend another to get a different perspective, get some more information, and just kind of hear the information a second time. As a follow-up to the informational meeting that we held on the 4th of December, Cass County Extension will also be hosting a regional computer lab workshop coming up right after the beginning of the year. We've got a date of Thursday, January 8th. We will be partnering and hosting this at Iowa Western Community College, 705 Walnut Street in Atlantic. We've got two times. We'll be hosting a lab at 1 o'clock and a lab at 6 p.m. They will be scheduled for approximately 3 hours apiece, although it may take more or less time to get all the data entered based on how many farms you have, the amount of information, and how much you want to do as far as running through different scenarios on your farm. There are some required data pieces and some information that you will have to bring with you. And because of this, we are requiring that people be pre-registered for this session. We are also using the computers at Iowa Western's location, and so we have a limited number of seats in each session. Again, we are requiring pre-registration for this class for this reason. So if you are interested in attending a computer lab workshop, which will allow you to enter data into some online decision tools, to take your choice of anticipated price scenarios, evaluate possible outcomes depending on which program you choose, and help increase your confidence when making choices as far as whether or not you should reallocate base, updates your yields, and which program might potentially be best for your farm or for the different farms that you manage. ISU Extension Field Ag Economist Tim Eggers will be on hand to help folks get that information entered in, as well as answer questions in a group format where he will be walking around and assisting. He will have a little bit of an informational presentation, but the majority of the time is scheduled to be hands-on work where you are entering your own data into the system. Again, these are set up for Thursday, January 8th, is the one in Atlantic. There are also locations in Creston and Red Oak coming up in January as well, if you cannot make the one on Thursday, January 8th. Again, we are requiring a pre-registration for this. There is a $5 registration fee as well to make sure that all of these seats get filled and help offset some of the costs of using the computer lab. So we do ask that you give us a call, 712-243-1132, to register in advance for the Farm Bill Computer Lab workshops on Thursday, January 8th, either the 1 p.m. or the 6 p.m. session at Iowa Western here in Atlantic. If you give us a call or visit our website, you can also find out more information about those workshops, as well as an updated list of all remaining Farm Bill programs going on around the area. In other news, we start thinking and talking about trees this time of year. I mentioned a couple weeks ago on this program that one of the recommendations on our garden calendar for the 2014 year in December is to make sure that your harvested firewood is produced locally that you may be burning in your fireplace this winter. And this week, with the announcement that locally that you may be burning in your fireplace this winter, and this week with the announcement that locally that you may be burning in your fireplace this winter, and this week with the announcement that there are 5 additional counties in southern Iowa, bringing the total to 18 counties confirmed infested by the emerald ash borer, that's a reminder that bears repeating. Iowa is, of course, under quarantine statewide, border to border, for transport locally that you may be burning in your fireplace this winter. And this week, with the announcement that there are 5 additional counties in southern Iowa, bringing the total to 18 counties confirmed infested by the emerald ash borer, that's a reminder that bears repeating. Iowa is, of course, under quarantine statewide, border to border, for transport locally that you may be burning in your fireplace this winter. And this week, with the announcement that to the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems, by keeping firewood cut locally, and burnt locally instead of helping to move those guys around. The 18 Iowa counties that now have confirmed emerald ash borer infestations now include Appanoose, Lucas, Mahaska, Marion, and Monroe counties. Again, that brings the total to 18, with Union being the closest one to the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems, by keeping firewood cut locally and burnt locally instead of helping to move those guys around. The 18 Iowa counties that now have confirmed emerald ash borer infestations now include Appanoose, Lucas, Mahaska, Marion, and Monroe counties. Again, that brings the total to 18, with Union being the closest one to the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems, by keeping firewood cut locally to the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems, by keeping firewood cut locally to the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems, by keeping firewood cut locally to the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems, by keeping firewood cut locally and burnt locally instead of helping to move those guys around. The 18 Iowa counties that now have confirmed emerald ash borer infestations now include Appanoose, Lucas, Mahaska, Marion, and Monroe counties. Again, that brings the total to 18, with Union being the closest one to Cass County. As I mentioned, there is a statewide quarantine ever since February of 2014 in place that restricts the movement of hardwood firewood, ash logs, wood chips, and ash tree nursery stock out of Iowa into any non-quarantined areas of other states. Iowans are cautioned strongly not to transport firewood across county or state lines, since the movement of firewood throughout Iowa or to other states is the quickest and easiest way to spread the emerald ash borer and other plant pests. Most infestations in the U.S. have been started by people unknowingly moving infested firewood, nursery plants, or sawmill logs. The adult beetle can fly short distances, about 2 to 5 miles, but that's probably not how it got all the way down here from Michigan, where it was first found. Maybe not even 15 to 20 years ago. It has moved very quickly, and we know that we're helping it do that. There is a recommendation still that landowners not treat a tree unless there is a known infestation within 15 miles of the tree. For folks in Cass County, that would not apply at this point. Although with Union County being close, there is the option, the possibility that it may soon become necessary to start treating trees in Cass County. If that's the case, and if homeowners are interested, we do have more information on treatment at the Extension office. However, the next window for preventative treatment measures opens in early spring, around mid-April to mid-May of 2015. If you do have questions about a tree on your property and believe that it may be infested, you can give us a call and we can put you in touch with the proper authorities to report that. Any members of IDOLS, DNR, or Extension staff can help take that report and get it to the proper channel. For more information on all of this and more, always, check our website. Stop by and visit us, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Or give us a call anytime, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems by keeping firewood cut locally. To the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems by keeping firewood cut locally and burnt locally instead of helping to move those guys around. The 18 Iowa counties that now have confirmed emerald ash borer infestations now include Appanoose, Lucas, Mahaska, Marion, and Monroe counties. Again, that brings the total to 18, with Union being the closest one. To the emerald ash borer and other tree pest problems by keeping firewood cut locally and burnt locally instead of helping to move those.